It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Is there anything more refreshing on a sweltering summer day than an ice-cold popsicle? Homemade fruit pops and creamsicles are a breeze to make. All you need is a blender and some popsicle molds. And if you don't have fancy popsicle molds, don't worry. You can use short paper cups and popsicle sticks. The only thing hard about making these frozen treats is waiting for them to freeze before you can eat them. My kids love making homemade popsicles with me. Instead of eating the artificially colored, high fructose pops, my children are licking, and actually preferring, popsicles made from nutritious fruits. Stone fruits such as peaches, nectarines, apricots, and plums work well. So do local berries and melons. Fresh herbs can add an interesting twist to the classic fruit flavors. Since today just happens to be National Peaches and Cream Day, I think that's the perfect recipe to share. For four popsicles, start by pureeing 1/2 cup peaches until smooth. Then chop another 1/2 cup of peaches into small pieces. In a bowl, stir together the fruit with 1 cup of vanilla yogurt. To add a little extra sweetness, feel free to stir in some honey. But taste the mixture first. Fresh, in-season fruit is usually plenty sweet. Then, place the mixture into your popsicle molds and put in the freezer until frozen. Ideally, they should sit overnight, but depending on the strength of your freezer, they could be ready to eat in just 4 hours. This basic recipe works well with all summer fruits. Feel free to substitute strawberries, blueberries, or raspberries for the peaches. This is Jennifer Chandler with the Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.